What goes around, comes around. We watched an outstanding Kannada movie, U-Turn, made by the very talented Pawan Kumar, who also made Lucia in 2013 recently. U-Turn is an edge of the seat crime thriller, but it left me with a spiritual perspective to ponder over. Doesn't life always catch up? Don't your actions always come back to haunt you or bless you, depending on what you've done? I have experienced this all my life. I talk about several instances of what goes around comes around in my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal. I've come to realize that all retribution and reward happens in this lifetime only. In a sense, as I see it, every moment is judgment day, and the more good you do, the more abundance you attract into your life. And the more you falter as a human being, there's surely a price you end up paying for your actions. I don't know if there is an afterlife. I don't know if the law of karma works the way they say it works. But I know for sure that whatever you do comes back to you in equal measure. I recall an instance from when we were visiting Guruvayur in Kerala several years ago. I had just bought a full loaf of bread so we could feed our son Ashirvad. He was barely a year old at that time. On our way to the hotel, I picked up that loaf of bread. But as our car backed up, a man who looked hungry and lost came up to my window and said, "Veshakumu." It meant, "I'm hungry." I didn't think. I just handed him the full loaf of bread. It was a spontaneous gesture. I just did it. My parents, who were with us, were shocked at what I had done. I'm talking about the early 90s, and I was just barely earning a few thousands a month. Giving away a loaf of bread was, you know, an important investment being given away. Vani, however, smiled at me approvingly. As we drove along, we stopped at a bakery and we bought another loaf of bread for Ashirvad. I didn't think of the episode at all after that. I didn't think much of it at all either. In fact, I didn't even recall it for 17 long years. In February 2008, when our business problems snowballed into a full-blown bankruptcy, I had to make a trip to Hyderabad to meet a prospective customer. I used my jet privilege miles to buy my air ticket. We had no money. That day, in fact, the administrator from Ashirvad School called to remind me that his last term fees for the academic year had not been paid. It was the last day for fee payment. And I was told that without it being paid, he would not be allowed to sit for his 12th standard exams. And those were board exams, as you would all know. I remember calling up our accountant from Hyderabad and asking her to sell a laptop we had in the office to raise the cash and pay the fees. I was exhausted after meeting the client and after dealing with the fee payment crisis. It was well past 2 p.m. and I was hungry. In fact, I was famished. I had exactly rupees 900 with me after paying for a full day's parking for my car at Chennai Airport that morning. Of this 900, I had to spend 870 rupees to pay off the Indica cab that I had hired for the day. I wanted to retain the 30 rupees till I reached home. Well, you know, just in case. So I decided to starve and grab whatever they would serve me on the flight. But that wasn't going to be until 8 p.m., 6 hours later. I told my cabbie to leave the car's AC on and asked him to go have his lunch. As I sat in the car and distracted myself by reading the morning's newspapers for the nth time, my phone rang. It was a friend who I had SMS'd in the morning asking if he would be free for a quick coffee as I was in his town. Now, this gentleman had not responded to my SMS, so I didn't even know if he was free, available, or willing to meet me. The first thing he inquired was if I had had lunch, and when I told him I had not, he insisted that I showed up at a restaurant near his office in Secunderabad. I tried protesting feebly, but he shut me up. I went to the restaurant and we had a sumptuous meal from a buffet spread. When the check arrived, I told him how embarrassed I was that I was not going to be able to pay for it. He reached out to me, held my hand and said, "Listen, you've always paid whenever you have visited me. Let me do it this time. I was thinking I may not be able to see you at all today, but a scheduled meeting got postponed just a few minutes before I called you, giving me this window to do lunch with you. So let me pay. Don't worry about it." I had no words to thank him. I don't know if he saw me tearing up. When I got up on the plane later that evening, I closed my eyes and reflected on the entire episode. And I wondered how we were managing as a family in this ghastly, nightmarish, cashless time. And yet, we were miraculously surviving each day, soaked in abundance and blessed with the compassion of people around us. Today, it was this friend in Hyderabad, I thought. Did we deserve so much goodness in our life? I asked myself. That's when the hungry man's face in Guruvayur flashed in front of my eyes. And I quietly thanked him, even as tears welled up in my eyes, for giving me that opportunity to serve him that day. It's been over 8 years since that awakening moment on the flight from Hyderabad. Our crisis endures, but Vani and I continue to plow on, only because we are helped by the kindness and love of the universe and its beautiful people. Honestly, friends, I don't know. I really don't know if karma works, but I know compassion surely does.